Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I am Dr. Vincent Medici, as I hope you know. And if you don't and you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. If you can. If you're driving, well, I'm going to describe the show to you as best I can. The rest of you get on the website because we have pictures. And pictures tell a thousand words. And since this is a quick blast each week, 60 minutes, I need pictures. So help me out. Help yourself. Every disease you've ever had, every symptom you've ever had, for as much as you think it's a special disease, it's specific to the name of the disease. If you have cancer, if you have heart disease, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you have back pain, if you have digestive issues, if you have colitises, any pain, any symptom, any disease you've ever been told you had comes down to fundamentally the same thing. Wow. You got to wrap your head around that. You got to wrap your head around it, because if you understand it on that level, you can stop it at that level. Now, what do I mean? I mean that the cell, and you all have that picture of the cell, ultimately becomes picture number 17 on my website. So get to the literature section. Go to picture number 17. There you're looking at a cell, and that cell is in trouble. And that person doesn't have a disease. For those of you on the road, you're looking at an analogy to a grape. A grape has a skin, a grape has that gooey stuff in the middle, and a grape has a seed. And for all the hundreds and thousands of things that can attack a cell, it begins to break down. And if it doesn't repair faster than it breaks down, we call this what? Oxidative stress? Free radical stress? We start to get adaptive changes in the cell. So if you've been told you have emphysema, if you've been told you're early or late stage congestive heart failure, if you've been told you have low back pain, if you've got chronic muscular ache, if you've got fibromyalgia, do you get the point? Any symptom, any illness, any disease starts at that picture. Picture number 17. Take a good look. Plasma membrane bleb. Disaggregated ribosomes. The nucleus of the cell, the peach pits, the grape seeds begin to condense their chromatin. As a cell dies, as a cell gets angry, as a cell adapts, as it adapts creatively to your symptom, your disease, or long before you have a disease, when it's just symptomatic, the cell is already in the nucleus of itself, on its way to suicide. It's already morphing through the nucleus. The nucleus is changing sizes, changing shapes, configurations, molecules are breaking down and aren't being repaired because the cell must shift to adapt to that environment that you've put it in. Now, you do agree to this. I know you do. We all agree to this. We all clap when we hear these holistic perspectives that offer us freedom. But what I'm interested in, what I hope my listening audience has begun to do, is make this functional. Take this perspective to where the rubber meets the road. And that means your yearly annual, your yearly physical, your office appointment with your local physician, when normally, typically, I assure you, all this holistic mumbo-jumbo goes right out the window. And the doctor says, there's nothing we can do, Mrs. Smith. You're on the way to eventual cellular suicide, death, necrosis, tissue rot. And to prevent this tragic end, we're going to cut out the organ now and save you the problem. We're going to put you on one of 20 pharmaceutical drugs, and we'll add that to the list of the other 20. And this is the way we manage your health care. And remember, managed health care means you don't cure your disease. You forfeit that opportunity once you go on that bandwagon. But of course, we don't tell you bad news. We do the best we can do. And so what we tell you is, take the surgery, take the drug. That's the reasonable, rational course of action. And go ahead and do it. You see, but that's not what the literature says to do. The science, and this is the theme of this show, this is why you're going to look at a good 10 pages coming from a manual, a periodical, a journal that scientists and medical doctors subscribe to, that scientists and medical doctors publish in. And you'll take a look at this article today because it represents one of the many, many, many articles, if you take the time to uncover the dust in the literature, if you understand what real research is, shows so often the alternatives. Today we're going to discuss reversal of fibrosis. Why? That cell you're looking at is a fibrotic cell. In the space between that cell and another cell is scar tissue. So understand, between the grapes on a vine, between the cells in your organs, and you all know, between the cells of your organs, that water, the intercellular water that bathes your cells, brain cells, liver cells, kidney cells, it becomes thick and sludgy. And all the tissues within that water begin to grow out. Cells in that water begin to multiply. You get the deposition of collagen, the deposition of elastin. There are many, many, many tissue types that start to grow into that space in response to the page you're looking at. Once the cell hits a certain level of decay, cells that swim in the water, they're called fibroblasts. Those cells that swim in the water, they're called fibroblasts. They begin to morph. They begin to change form. They begin to become something else. They activate, and they start producing undulin, elastin, laminin, proteoglycans, collagens. And the spaces between the cells begin to expand out. So if you're looking at fibrosis in response to cell damage, you're already on the Hershey Highway. You're already in trouble. This is long before your medical doctors will test your organ. It's long before you'll have a symptom. At the beginning of that symptom, rest assured that the changes within the cell and the changes in the intercellular fluid have already begun. Well, you know what this is called. This is called the beginning of the inflammatory process. So you're not going to say, oh, what's inflammation got to do with me? What's oxidative stress got to do with me? You're going to understand in any given moment as you sip your coffee on the way to work or eat your donut, or drink your health drink, or run around the track, or feel like you're going crazy because of the kids, or feel like you're going crazy because of your job, or feel like you're going crazy because that relationship you're in just can't streamline itself to something truly productive. No matter what state you're in, how much of that cell looks like you, how inflamed systemically does your body live? And these are things, Check My Past shows, that you can begin to measure. But really, and this is the driving central theme of the show, really, you can feel the difference in yourself. If you work the health graph, if you work on your health, you can begin to feel the difference between yourself, within yourself, as you take your inflammatory profile and bring it into balance. There's a feeling in your body. The anti-inflammatory effect, the anti-inflammatory effect of what you do in the totality of all the things you do for your health brings that cell out of that high inflammatory, free radical damage state and into balance. And if you do that, guess what? Miracles occur. These are already fundamental physiological mechanisms that work in the body. They're normal mechanisms, and guess what? They're lost. They're covered. They're forgotten about. And go to picture number one. Do yourself a favor. Here it is. Picture number one. If you're driving, if this is the first time you've heard this show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to the website. When you get home, get to the website. You'll need to hear this show again. It's not that I designed them that way. It's just, how am I going to give you the cutting edge with the things you face, with the things we as a culture produce in normal techno environments, cities throughout the world, from Hong Kong to Beijing to New York City to Los Angeles, throughout the world. What we're producing needs a deeper level of understanding. And this show, as you well know, is to get you off this hideous notion that just downing a capsule, whether it's nutritional or pharmaceutical, is going to get you where you need to go. Forget that. It's a pipe dream. And tell your friends it's a pipe dream. Because here's the pipe dream that's no longer a pipe dream. Look at that picture. That's picture number one. Reversal of fibrosis, no longer a pipe dream. Now, I'm going to go through a couple of these pages with you. But what I want to point out to you is that's in Clinical Liver Disease. If you look at the top, there's a publication, Clinical Liver Disease. It's got a DOI number, page 481 to 497. Yeah, if you shake off the dust in those hidden away books, hidden away articles written by people that time has forgotten, you're going to see these proofs are all over the place. I love to do that. That is one of my favorite things to bring to you. You know why? Because you sit there and you listen to the men in white tell you that there's nothing that can be done. We can't cure. We can only manage this, and it's going to get worse. And they pop your bubble. It's the end of your dream, and you can la-di-da it all you want through what supplement do I take. But when it comes down to it, when it's judgment day, you choke. You crack, you break, you bend, and you walk out feeling like your life is over. When in science, the guts of science are proofs. Look at this. Fibrosis or scarring serves as a generic response to chronic liver injury. So we're going to talk about the liver today. And we're going to talk about people that are told that that's it for your liver. There's nothing else we can do. And yet, lo and behold, here's a page that's going to tell you, and you're going to have to get to page two to see that, evidence for reversibility. So get to page two now. And if you're driving, just put it in your head. Imagine it. A journal, peer-reviewed from a very respected, time-tested publication. Surgeons, medical doctors, scientists. Reversal of fibrosis, no longer a pipe dream. This article came out years ago, and years before that, we understood that the liver can regenerate itself. I'll extend that later today to all organs. All organs. It doesn't matter. You're told you have emphysema. You're told you're going into renal disease. You're told you're in congestive heart failure. You're told you're going blind, deaf, dumb. You're told you have Parkinson's. You're told you have Alzheimer's. You're told that you've got a chronic progressive disease and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you check the literature, it isn't true. I want you to go a step further. I don't want you to trust me. I don't want this to be a rah-rah session because nobody wants bad news. I want you to get into the science because you can, because you were denied that. because from the time you were in school, you were taught that science is something that's beyond you, and it isn't true. Science has become a cult. It's become like computer programming, like Fortran, like Boolean logic. It's too much for you to get. Well, I maintain, and this is one of the driving features of this show, that if you get somebody that knows how to explain it in certain common sense terms, it's not so complicated. So even if you scan a show like this, even if you scan an article, print the article out. The link is on the website. Go through it. Look at the pages that I've selected. Just do that even. Look at this. For years, liver fibrosis was considered irreversible. Well, this doesn't concern you. Your liver is not fibrotic. Of course your liver is fibrotic. I want to make sure you get the point here. You don't have to be symptomatic. You just have to have the liver of a 60-year-old because you're 60. That's not the liver of a 20-year-old like you were 40 years ago. There will be a fibrotic progress. All of us, what we call aging is chronic long-term fibrosis. What we call disease is the cell adapting to that fibrotic progression. So you're not going to the doctor's office on Monday and having somebody tell you that you have a disease. You're not going to listen to somebody tell you that you've got chronic progressive fibrosis that you can't do anything about. Now, let's get this one straight. If you're in a late stage advanced condition, there are situations that are very, very difficult. But when somebody tells you you're in stage one emphysema, you have a fatty liver, and you're headed towards cirrhosis, you're showing early signs of Alzheimer's, early signs of Parkinson's, early signs of whatever. You're in a phase all the way up to the moderate level where I assure you, save the time we don't have to get into this, that those degrees of fibrosis are reversible. For years, liver fibrosis was considered irreversible. Why would someone say that? Why would that be in the literature? Where is the common sense in the scientific community to say that it was considered irreversible? Do you know how many people proved? Do you know how many doctors saw in their clinical experience reversibility before this was put in print? And this is the point. Take any symptom you have, any disease, and understand that out there are case studies where these things have been reversed. But who cares about them? You want to know why this isn't on the cover of Time and why it's not on CNN News tonight? Because it's anecdotal. It's atypical. You have to understand the treachery of science just as much as you have to understand the beauty of science. And the treachery of science is every time somebody beats the odds, it's considered anecdotal. You have to understand that medical doctors are not evil human beings at war with holistic people. You have to understand that medical doctors are trained to do what they need to do. And they're told after they graduate that if they want to be in the club, they have to do what they're supposed to do. And then they're good doctors. And if that means cutting out organs, and if that means giving you pharmaceutical drugs, and if that means there's no alternative, that's what they do. So they're not bad guys. They haven't had the time to remember the science that most of them never learned. Medical doctors are not scientists. Sometimes they are. Often they're not. You need to understand that. And that explains why every time liver fibrosis, once considered irreversible, there it is, page number two. However, there is accumulating clinical and experimental evidence to suggest that this axiom be rejected. Did you hear that? Look at under evidence for reversibility, just a little bit down the page. Evidence for reversibility. The concept of reversibility of liver fibrosis and cirrhosis is not a radical one. Now look at that. A major peer-reviewed clinical journal referenced by hundreds of citations is basically saying that fibrosis of the liver, which it will extend to many things, is not terminal and reversible. And then they're saying it's not a radical idea. Do you know what that means? It means that the guy that wrote this article knows that in the literature, these proofs are all over the place. Okay, let's jump to Now Street. Why are you swallowing the Kool-Aid when the doctor tells you there's nothing they can do about your diabetes? Just manage it. There's nothing we can do about your emphysema. Just manage it. There's nothing we can do about your congestive heart failure or permanent damage after your heart attack. Just management. Alzheimer's is on the way. There's nothing we can do. You name it. 9 times out of 10, you've been told it's surgery or drugs and there's nothing else. But you're smarter than that. So you jump onto the holistic bandwagon, and then you're basically told, take this magic herb because it's going to cure your problem. That's not what herbs are about. And if you can get away with that, lucky you are. But I think the herb, the nutraceutical, the nutritional supplement, helps. It's a good step on Jump Street. It gets you to first base. It's better than nothing. It will not deliver cure. Nor will you ever get to understand the power of the herb. Those fine herbs, and you know where you can purchase those wonderful herbs, you'll never get the true meaning of the herb unless you understand what repair of a damaged cell is really about. And that's who I want to listen to this show. And those of you who aren't there for it, well, you'll get it someday, hopefully not too late. And those of you who spread the good word, please continue to spread it with discretion. Save yourself the energy. Don't take a beating because your mother or your father or your sister or your brother think you're crazy. You're just ahead of the curve. I assure you, you're ahead of the curve. I assure you, just a little backward memory stroll back to 1960 when it was okay to smoke cigarettes and yet lots of us were saying don't is one of hundreds of examples of how often people are ahead of the curve. Doesn't mean your brother is or your sister is or your church member is or your pastor is. It just means you are, but there are more like you. Learn to discern. The same way Christ picked his apostles. Pick your apostles. Discern energetically who will lend an ear. That's the key. I never did this show because I expected everyone to listen. My model is way ahead of the curve. You're way ahead of the curve if you respect the show. K-Bright's way ahead of the curve because they welcome this show. And that's the ticket. Be ahead of the curve. But look at the science. The concept of reversibility of the liver fibrosis is not a radical idea. In addition, that's the asterisk. So just follow the asterisks. In addition, a recent study demonstrated regression of liver fibrosis after surgical biliary decompression. Do you get that? See, this is what I love to do. I hope you share my love. Nah, you can't read this stuff. You're stupid. You're not educated. That science just isn't for you. That's like saying, I can't learn to work a computer. That's no good. You're better than that. I think you've been sucker punched. I think if you think doing what I'm doing right now is over your head, you've been sucker punched. I know you're smarter than that. I think you're just fed up with the way it's presented. I think you're just fed up with the fact that when you sit in front of a computer, it's too complicated because they didn't make it clear. I think when people talk science, they don't make it clear. I don't think it's you. I think it's the guy that presents it. I think most people that present concepts, from computer people to scientists to lawyers to accountants, are on, well, let's just say this. There is some sort of egoism built into their language, and it's counterproductive. Then it's up to you. You got to take the time to understand. Look at that. A recent study demonstrated regression of liver fibrosis after surgical biliary decompression. You know what surgical biliary decompression means? It means open the bile ducts. Done. Done. Now let's take that another step. What they're saying there is if you're in some stage of fibrosis in the liver, one of the ways we know you can reverse that is by getting the bile to flow, which is variable from person to person. Thus, Moritz's emphasis on the great late gallbladder flush from the late great Andreas Moritz. That's huge. It's telling you, as I've told you for 3 years now, that one of the drivers to reverse fibrosis, not just in the liver, everywhere, is open up the bile flow. Biliary patency, see show number 20. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Go find a show like this. You can't. This isn't that stuff on YouTube. This isn't reciting poetry. This is bringing together concepts. So you got to dig deeper. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, if you're new to the show. If you're driving, just follow as best you can. Then get to the website. Put $25 down for 130 shows. Get the subscriptions so you can get into this stuff. That's right. This show supports itself on content. Not herbal salves. Content. You can get content on YouTube. But they always come down to herbal sales. This is asking you to consider content is what it's all about. Because that's what's it all been, that is what it's all been about for me. As a doctor, as a guy that graduated chiropractic school, class valedictorian, Cleveland Chiropractic College, 1993, December 11th, 1993. You know what that meant? It meant, in practice, I was to find within a year that just adjusting somebody's neck wasn't what it was all about. That there were things more fundamental, and more fundamental, and more fundamental, and more fundamental to healing a painful chronic neck or low back. And then I got into nutrition, and I found out the same thing. We always want the shortcut, and that's okay. But chiropractic adjustments end up as shortcuts for lots of people, which means it's a step along the way, just like herbs are a step along the way. What it came down to is what you're doing now, getting the concept. So there it is. Take that to the bank. This is where the rubber meets the road. Take that to your physician when they tell you you have a fatty liver. Take that to your physician when your detached retinas won't heal because of reflexes off the liver because your liver is fibrotic. Take that when you hit 50 and you decide to stop your boozing. And now you're in AA and now you're on the wagon and now you don't feel good. And then they scan your liver and they tell you that you're in a mild form of chronic alcoholic cirrhosis. No, it's not that bad. You're only 55. But by the time you're 70, forget it. Plan on a liver transplant, buddy. Against this type of literature? Are you kidding me? And it's everywhere. In a recent study demonstrated regression of liver fibrosis, get your bile flowing. Let's take a look at a few more. Let's take a look at your next picture there. No, picture number four. Now, recently, connective tissue growth factor has been implicated in the fibrogenic stimulation of the stellar cells, accumulation of the extracellular matrix from increasing synthesis and decreased degradation. Getting complicated, just hang in there. Decreased activity of matrix metalloproteinases, MMPs, is due mainly to overexpression of their potent inhibitors. Okay, getting complicated. So let me sum it up for you in And we can do this through some of the pictures. I want you to go to picture number... Let's do picture number three. Check picture number three out. Stages of liver disease. Now there. A fatty liver. Deposits of fat in the liver cause liver enlargement. Every organ does this. And what that means is that when the cells of an organ are hit oxidatively or by other free radicals and the tissues inflame, the body builds fat into the intercellular spaces. Fat and fibrin and the ECM, as the article terms, the extracellular matrix. I want you to get that word down. Extracellular matrix. It just means the space in between the cells gets filled with garbage. Now, if you fill the space between the cells of any organ, the liver, the kidney, whatever, with garbage, what does the cell, what does the organ do? The organ expands. Hepatomegaly, splenomegaly, enlargement of the kidney, enlargement of the lung. Often as we begin the stage towards fibrosis, or terminal fibrosis, which in the liver we call cirrhosis, which in the heart we call the heart's kaput, which in the liver we call irreversible renal failure, which in the lung we call terminal emphysema, terminal pulmonary fibrosis, which in the brain we call irreversible neuronal damage, and whether it's Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or just premature senility, take your pick. Point is, on the way, the tissue initially will expand. We call that expansion inflammation. It's from the deposition of lots of garbage, extracellular snot. That's part of the inflammatory cascade into that space. And there you see the fatty liver becoming the fibrotic liver as scar tissue forms. Now the question is, along that pathway, can the scar tissue reverse itself? Well, you already know the answer, at least to a certain point. You already know the answer. Take a look at picture 22. Picture 22. That's a wonderful graphic. And it's telling you that there's a cell in its membrane and hydroxyl ions. Hydrogen peroxide. Chloride ions. Oxygen bonded to oxygen. O2. Free radicals. We could add the number and types of free radicals from fluorine to chlorine to benzene to monosodium glutamate to hydroxyl ions to free radicals that derive from hydrogen peroxide, that cell being hit millions of times a second. It literally occurs at that rate, breaking down a cell. There on picture 22, if you've ever needed a fantastic graphic to understand what it is for a cell to be damaged by free radicals, there it is. It's like coming up to a grape. If you're driving, you'll get this. Peeling off the skin and then squeezing the grape till the guts spurt out onto the floor. That's what free radical damage is. And that's this process that ultimately ends up as fibrosis. Now take a look at picture number 20. Picture number 20. And what it's saying is that as that tissue is hit by free radicals, whether it's cigarette smoke, whether it's calculus, which is precipitation of different sorts of urates or phosphates, different hydroxyapatite precipitations, it's saying that on that picture number 20 on the website, it's saying that if you get your cells, your tissues, hit, say, in the bronchial or in the epithelium of the bladder or in the glandular ducts or in the connective tissue of your muscles or around your esophagus, if you basically suffer from deficiencies or just traumas, free radicals, cigarette smoke, calculus, physical traumas, over secretions of acids, under secretion of acids, if your tissues get irritated. You see that metaplastic tissue? It's teaching you that when you take a cell and you give it a negative stimulus, it'll metaplace. Ladies, when you get your pap smears, they tell you you have cervical dysplasia. That's really metaplasia. All that means is your cell, after on the pap smear, under the microscope, is looked at by the pathologist, and the pathologist says, gee, that cell of yours, that cell on the cervix, is changing form. You've got a grade 1 dysplasia, a grade 2 dysplasia, a grade 3 dysplasia. Now that cell looks so weird, we're going to suspect it's cancer. And now we're going to test it. And you know what? We're not going to call it dysplasia anymore or metaplasia. We're not going to say that cell's adapted, but don't worry about it. We're going to say that cell is adapted so intensely it's anaplastic. We have anaplasia. That's a malignancy. Then we tell you you had cancer. Now, we love the cervix. Why? Why do we love the cervix? Because you can measure what's going on in the cervix before you have cancer. Can we do that in your liver? Can we do that in your brain? Can we do that in your bone marrow? Can we do that in your stomach? Can we do that in your colon? Can we do that in your heart? You want to know something? The answer is yes and no. Can we do it as elegantly as we do it to the cervix? No. You know what a pap smear is? A pap smear is what we wish we could do to every organ in the body, but we can't. Well, we could, but that would mean we'd have to biopsy every organ once a year, and that's not really cost-effective, and it's not really effective at all. It's too invasive. But you can create a profile of yourself. We have lots of tests. What tests? I'm not going to tell you. You're going to get onto the website and listen to the last 10 shows. All this goes to profiling you. And I can talk about the tests, and I have ad nauseum. So I'm going to skip them today. But get the big picture here. Tie yourself in. That before you get to a terminal fibrotic state in a disease, before you have even metaplastic tissue, before you have anaplastic tissue, before you have truly irreversible fibrosis, before you get there, you can have a profile. And if you do, you'll know where you're going. That's exciting. And that's worth the education. And you got to pat yourself on the back. Now, and this is so much fun to do, you got to remember here a couple of little statements. I'd like you to go to picture number. Let's see if we can get something. Let's go to picture number. Well, I'll just tell you. I'll use a picture to tell you. So let's do this. Let's look at that wonderful picture that we just did there. Picture number 22. So I had you on that. Cell attacked by free radicals. Now that cell is between a lot of other cells. So pick your organ, pick your symptom, and let's just pretend that the organ that you know that gives you that symptom looks like that picture. If you're driving, it looks like a grape with its skin just holes poked in the skin of the grape so drastically that it doesn't even look like a grape anymore, and its guts are spilling out into the intercellular space. You have a certain type of cell in that intercellular fluid. And it's called a fibroblast. But that fibroblast will remain latent. It remains latent. It means that the fibroblast just sits there. It hangs out. It looks at the situation. There's a few of them hanging out there. But if you give it a reason, if you stimulate that fibroblast, it becomes activated. And when it becomes activated, it begins to secrete chemicals. And those chemicals muck up They make sludgy that intercellular space. You start swelling in the organ. And once that intercellular space gets thick and sludgy, you cannot deliver blood to the cell. You cannot drain blood to the cell. And you cannot drain poison out of the cell. And so the cell starts to look like the cell you're looking at. Now, what we find, what's in that article, but I'm not going to bring you specifically into the page. But what we find is that that cell that gets activated only activates if it's triggered. But if you begin to remove the mechanism that stimulates that cell, in other words, you start to heal the infection, remove yourself from the free radical, open up the structural problem, in other words, fix the structural problem, like decompressing the biliary system, then that cell, that fibroblast, has no reason to continue to spin its web. You can stop the scarring. Now, I already said that. But what I didn't tell you is, and what you have to understand is, you have another problem there. So if you've been given a diagnosis of moderate biliary cirrhosis, fatty liver, anything that they've told you is moderately staged, that you can't do anything about it, understand that you've got to stop the inflammatory mechanism. That's why, in a nutshell, you've got to get healthy. So if you're exposed to damaging, if your oxidative or your free radical profile is such that you're still driving fibroblastic activity, if you're still driving the scarring process, you got to take a look at your overall health, and you got to, real fast, before it gets to be an irreversible problem, you got to make sure that you stop that cold. And in a nutshell, how do we do that? Right? You thought, some of you thought, how do we do that? And some of you knew how to do that. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that if you're in that state, and if you're chronically symptomatic, you are in that state. You already knew that the way you stop the fibrosis is to get healthy. All right, that's a first base understanding here. The second thing that we found through the literature by examining person after person in and under the microscope is that the second thing you've got to do is remove the sludge in the extracellular matrix. You've got to remove the collagen. You've got to remove the elastin. You've got to remove the fibrin. All the connective tissue you've built into that space, you've got to break it down now. If you don't break it down, if you're scarred, it's not enough to just stop the driving force. You've got to remove what's in between the cells. And sure enough, what we found in the literature, and it's in this article, Reversal of Fibrosis, No Longer a Pipe Dream, what we found is, as you stop the inflammatory process, as you shut down the fibroblast, as you turn it off, you turn on removal mechanisms. Cells come in and produce enzymes, protease enzymes, that break down the scar tissue. So let me make an analogy. A guy breaks the bone in his ankle. And after the ankle heals, his foot is one mass of scar tissue. And he can't walk on that ankle because it's a mass of scar tissue. It's like triple the size of the other ankle. And all the bones are in the way of all the bones. And the ankle's got lots of bones. And he tries to walk, and since he can't walk because there's so much physical scarring, the bones keep rubbing into each other in the wrong direction, and it causes pain. So now, after this accident where he broke his ankle, where he's had surgery, where he's removed the metals from the bone, he's left with a lump of scar tissue. And since that changes his biomechanics, a word you guys understand, he's limping. Because he's limping, he's in pain. He can't not limp because all that scar tissue is there. What happens if you begin to change the biomechanics? What happens if increasingly you stop the driving inflammatory process? That's what we should be calling physical therapy. You know what happens to the scars? They start to disappear. In other words, the swelling in the ankle, what you saw as this mass of connective tissue, starts to break down. And the reason it breaks down is you're changing the stress. You're activating cells within the extracellular matrix, the ECM, if you read the article, that break down the scar tissue. All bodies do that. If you prompt them, you have to stimulate them. You have to feed them. In that article there, Reversal of Fibrosis, No Longer a Pipe Dream, we've got the names of the chemicals that we feed into the cell that get activated, that eat scar tissue. The body will eat itself if the tissue we produce doesn't need to be there. That's huge. It's huge. Within our divine bodies are mechanisms that science forfeits a knowledge of, and yet it doesn't, because people give time and energy in their life to publications. They're there. They're real. And they shouldn't be overlooked. I've always maintained that in the libraries, on microfilm or computer chips, are proofs of everything people forget. When it's judgment day, that moment where you really have to ask yourself, can I heal? Or is it true I'm done? And you're all asking yourself on different levels that question. At 50, at 60, if your dreams didn't come true, if your symptoms abound, if you're in the early stages to moderate stages of disease processes, we all deal with this. It's the difference between you at 20 and you at 50 or 60 or 70. And yet, right here, we look to science for reality, don't we? Is it science when we're told, as many have been told, as this article suggests, that liver fibrosis, alcoholic cirrhosis, fatty liver, fibrosis in the liver from viral infection, hepatitis, A, B, C, is irreversible? Have we been well served when articles like this exist and many others like this exist? I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, the straightest you're going to get. If you're spinning in circles, if you're overwhelmed, if you've got something complicated, but you've got humility. Humility means openness of mind to processes and perspectives and levels of commitment that you might otherwise not know are required. If you're willing to give up the pipe dream that just downing a simple nutritional supplement is going to put you on your way to healing your issue, if you're ready for a deeper level, you know the number. That's 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. And for whatever reason, if you can't do that, if this is just too much to bear, buy a subscription. And if you want to do a little more than that, but you can't really deeply get involved, come to the school. What you can get out of any one of my three schools, my three classes, every 6 weeks, very reasonable. Not much of a commitment, but what you can get after a year is enormous. You know, let me tell you about my classes. My classes proved to me that you could really help people navigate their health just by coming to school. And it doesn't take a lot of time. It really does not. Showing up once every 6 weeks for a long afternoon? No, that isn't impossible. And the return is 100 times what you put into it. And that's what you want. I'll tell you the mistake. The mistake is to stick and stay rutted into short-term approaches that in the end don't work. And I see this everywhere. People come in with hundreds and pages of tests and this and that. They've been spinning around in circles for years, and nobody can give them their answer and this and that and the other thing. And I got to tell you, half of it's you and half of it's our holistic model doesn't work. Because it's asking the public to take another step, but it's not telling them that there's no choice. I'm telling you there's no choice. You've got to get involved. Okay. Oxidative stress, free radical damage to any cell, producing fibrosis. The fibrosis results in a change in the cell that implies loss of function. Now you've got a chronic symptom on its way to the early stage of a disease. Pick your organ, pick your case, pick your person. If you can stop the inflammatory process, if you can expel the free radical damage, you're on your way to cure. But you've got to remove the garbage in between the cells. Well, built into the science, the chemistry of this process will produce chemicals that will degrade all the scar tissue in between your cells. And we've proven it before. We've got to stimulate the repair of the tissue. And as we stimulate the repair of the tissue, we stimulate cells that will take the garbage out of the tissue. That's where we left off. Fascinating. Here's the clincher. Here's what it comes down to. Turn to the bottom there. Turn to the bottom there, the last four pages, last four pictures. Picture 32. It says to you, excuse me, picture number 32, it says, bone marrow qigong. Taoist ways to improve your health. The Taoists were it was a philosophy in ancient China. The Taoists looked at health, they looked at life and success in life as being very deeply connected to opening the meridians in the body. That's the Taoist. So look at Taoist ways. Taoist ways to improve your health by rejuvenating your bone marrow. And they're going to claim in this book that there's something called bone marrow qigong. Well, you know there's bone marrow yoga. There's bone marrow kung fu. The point is, the Taoists, and the Taoists, if you didn't know, effectively, more than anybody, more than the Confucianists, certainly more than the legalists, certainly more than the Buddhists, the Taoists created Chinese medicine. Paul Unschel, German scholar, Forgotten Traditions in Ancient Chinese Medicine, get the book. The Taoists created Chinese medicine, predominantly. Now look at the next picture, picture 33. Function of diaphragm on inhalation. You take a breath, the diaphragm contracts, the cerebral spinal fluid moves upward, the brain expands, the sacral bulb contracts. And you can look at the rest of the pictures yourself. Why do I mention the sacral bulb? Why do I mention breath? Why do I mention Taoism? Why do I mention Qigong? Why do I harp on opening the meridians? Why do I harp on getting into the parasympathetic body? Why do I continually go after you and you nod your head and you say, that makes sense, but you're not having the experience? Talk to anyone in my three classes, especially the first two, about what that feels like. And understand this, and here it is. Picture number 31. In the marrow of the bone, in the marrow of the sacrum, in the marrow of the femur, in any place that has marrow, if you can stimulate the marrow, bone marrow qigong, bone marrow kung fu, peeling the muscle off the bone, bending the bone, feeling the heat move through the bone, the body will begin to produce stem cells. Stem cells. Do you know how to ice the cake in a healing? Get to picture number 29 right now. Hurry, hurry. Picture 29, picture 30. Look at picture number 29. It's not a picture. It's a paragraph. Adult stem cells are rare. Adult stem cells are rare. Guess what? They are rare. For your average human being, that doesn't do any of the things they have to do for their health. But that game changes. And this is where science is. Science right now is looking how to harvest from the marrow of the sacrum, sacred, the marrow of the femur. Any place they can find marrow, they look to take stem cells, clone them, inject them back into the body. We make them. There it is. They're rare, but they're rare under normal physiological law. The divine puts within us something more powerful than normal physiological law. Higher physiological law, adult stem cells are not rare. This is what they've been after in bone marrow qigong and yoga. And I assure you, good anthropology, good archaeology can take us back a long, long, long time ago. Do not think in the Garden of Eden they did not understand these mechanisms. Or are you going to stick to some kindergarten version of reality? People did what they needed to do in the fields of Eden and found within themselves, from right living, capacities within their nervous system that could do things that normal people or people who didn't follow codes were unable to do. You were rewarded for good behavior. That's where science should be taking us. That's what the show is about. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If any of this makes sense to you and you need an appointment to get set straight, if you're willing to work a little bit, 714-850-1077 or get to the website straighttalk.cc. This is your first time listening to the show. When you get home, get to the website. There's lots to learn. I'll see you next week. Happy holidays if I don't. God bless.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.